This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Nokomis in the road black uniforms, trimmed in the crimson and the white. Nokomis in crimson lettering across the front. Triad in the home whites, trimmed out in the black. Knights in black lettering across the front of the home whites. Great officiating crew here tonight. Dan Smith, Jeremy Smith, and Mr. Rick Toll set to put it in the air. It'll be Sobel and Winslow to jump, and the tap is controlled by Nokomis, and they will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for a Triad. These two teams met back in the Stovetop Stuffing Classic 26th of November. That game won by Triad 60-49. It was their first game and just Nokomis' second game. Jake Johnson, a seal on the right block. One bounce, middle, pivots around. Pump fakes, rises up a little bit strong. Offensive rebound, Seth Johnson, put back good. Nice start for Nokomis. Get a good post-entry pass, an offensive rebound, and a stick back. Here comes a three-quarters court, 1-2-2 ball press. Herbstreith on the point. They're sagging a little bit right now, so it has to look more of a 3-2 just from the way they're stationed on the point. Out front with Crook. In the corner it goes to Winslow. Into the hands of Luke Cox, touching it for the first time. He's 14 points away from 1,000 for his career. Here's a corner three. Tintus back rim, no good. Rebound, long rebound, picked up by Sobel out of midcourt. He will pull it up now and wait for the troops. Leaves it off for Herbstreith. Nokomis lost in the championship game to Taylorville in this tournament 1 year ago. Back in the championship semifinals once again as the five seed. Up top with Jake Johnson into the hands of Herbstreith. Evan, dribble drive. Layup left a little bit short. Challenge in there by Winslow. Outlet pass to Cox. Here comes Luke Cox. Right wing pulls up 4-3. Rimmed it out no good. Tassetti with the rebound for Nokomis. In pool play, the Skins beat Father McGivney 58-24. And then in overtime, they beat Gateway Legacy 54-49. That's the game where Sobel broke the scoring record and where Coach Kimbrough picked up his 827th win. Tassetti rises at the foul line, blocked by Tintus. Picked up underneath by Milligan. Here comes Triad on the right wing, Cox. No look pass in the corner to Tintus, and he traveled. Game's first turnover to the Knights of Triad. 6-14 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leading 2-0. For Triad, the tournament's top seed, they beat Mount Zion 72-41 last Saturday, and then on Tuesday beat Greenville 66-51. So you got the one seed Triad, the five seed Nokomis. Semifinal number two has second-seeded Pena, third-seeded Taylorville. So once again, this tournament seeded very well. 2 minutes gone by opening quarter. Here's Jake Johnson in the left corner. Johnson puts it on the deck, gets to the middle, has it stripped away, but is picked up by Sobel underneath. Leaves for Herbstreith, 15-footer short. Offensive rebound to Seth Johnson, rattled out. Rebound to Sobel, put back, rattles down. Carter Sobel has his first bucket. Now 1,879 points. Luke Cox on the quick attack right back at you. Has Triad on the board. As Steve Kimbrough said pregame, got to contain Luke Cox here tonight. And that time he got loose in transition. Tassetti in the backcourt against a little pressure. Pass across the timeline to Seth Johnson. Leaves it off now for Tassetti. Out near midcourt, Alex Tassetti working on Tintus. To the right elbow, leaves it off for Evan Herbstreith. Herbstreith with the left-hand dribble, top of the key off to Tassetti. Triad doing a good job of denying Carter the basketball right now. Only touches he's had have been off offensive rebounds. Here's Herbstreith. Now they get it to Carter at the right elbow. He will turn, face at the foul line. Tough shot from 14 off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Triad. They're going to push. Tintus has a breakaway layup, and it's good. 4-4 our score, 4:40 for the opening quarter. 1-2-2 pressure from Triad. Herbstreith in the backcourt. Across the timeline with the pass to Seth Johnson. Skip pass to Tassetti. Alex, dribble drive, pulls up just outside the lane, floats it up and in. Alex Tassetti has his first bucket. He did not play on Monday, nursing an ankle injury. And then he had yesterday off because with no school, Nokomis could not have practice. Cox triggers a step back three. He has 5 points in the opening quarter. And it's 7-6 Triad, their first lead of the night. In the backcourt, Tassetti off to Herbstreith, into the hands now of Seth Johnson. Trapped on the sideline, gets it away to Herbstreith. High post with Jake Johnson. Bounce pass back out to Herbstreith at the volleyball spike line. The Taylorville Tornadoes have made it into the house here tonight. They're taking position up there on the stage. They walk in their purple athletic suits. 3:45, quarter number one. Semifinal number one. Nokomis down by a point with the basketball. Herbstreit drives baseline. Cut off there. Bounce pass to Sobel at the right elbow. He's being checked by Nate Winslow. Down low to Seth Johnson, and he missed it. Wide open, and he missed it. Jake Johnson gets the rebound. He's stripped and fouled. Seth had a point-blank look and just a little bit too strong off the window. They're going to get Carson Milligan with the personal. That is his first. It will send Jake Johnson to the free throw line. Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore. First toss is good. Rattled around and went down. Jake's on the board. That ties the game at 7. Substitution for Triad, checking in Wally Good, a 6'5 junior, and also Sam Yeager, a 5'10 junior. Johnson to give Nokomis the lead once again. Toss is short. Rebound is tapped by Sobel right back to Nokomis, corralled by Kendall Nodal, who checked in after that first free throw, replacing Seth Johnson. New possession for the Skins. Herbstreit in the right corner. Top of the key with Sobel. Carter puts it on the deck, left elbow, picks up the bounce, leaves it off now for Tassetti. 3:10, first quarter, 7-7 our score, high post feed to Sobel. Carter will turn and face in the corner to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti, he'll fire the three ball, left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped right to Sobel, goes up and down for the deuce. I think it was Nodal who tipped that ball right to Carter underneath. Now on the attack, Tentis, oh, he missed the layup. And on the rebound, we've got a foul on Nokomis. They're going to get Evan Herbstreit with the personal. Tintus got all the way to the rim, but couldn't get it to go. A Triad night at each corner of the lane, and Triad wants a timeout. 2:53 for the opening quarter here in our championship semifinal. Nokomis leading Triad 9-7. This is the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Timeout. Triad turns it over on the baseline trigger, and here come the Skins. Tassetti, top of the key, gets into the painted area. Leaves it off for Herbstreit. Evan drives baseline, cut off, tough fadeaway from behind the backboard, missed it. Ball tapped around, picked up by Triad. They're going to run. Tintus, lead pass to Milligan, left-hand layup good. Carson Milligan in transition, and we are tied at 9, 2:20 for the opening quarter. Three-quarters court pressure for Triad. Herbstreit across the timeline with a pass to Sobel. Carter Sobel right back to Evan, the 5'10 junior, high above his head in surveys, out beyond the volleyball spike line. Left wing it goes to Nodal. Kendall Nodal, the 6'1 junior. Top of the key with Sobel. Carter Sobel, left hand bounce off to Jake Johnson at the foul line. Into the hands of Herbstreit. Inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Tassetti, left side of the key. Leaves it for Sobel on the left wing. Carter picks up the bounce, leaves it for Jake Johnson up top. Into the hands now of Tassetti at the volleyball spike line extended. With the right hand dribble, feeds Herbstreit in the right corner. Evan Herbstreit. He'll work back towards the foul line, leaves it for Tassetti in the left corner. Alex Tassetti with 95 seconds for the opening quarter, leaves it for Sobel in the high post. Carter at the left elbow, absorbs some contact, goes up strong and draws the foul. That was a good strong take from Carter Sobel. He got bumped on the dribble, but it did not throw him off his course, and eventually works his way to the free throw line. First personal foul on Wally Good. Sobel at the stripe, 4 points in the quarter. He's a good foul shooter. 89 seconds for the opening quarter. Free throw is good. You don't score the amount of points Carter has scored without being a good foul shooter. Think about how many points Shaq would have scored if he could make a free throw. Second free throw for Sobel. 6'8" senior. Got them both. Such a smooth-looking stroke for Carter Sobel. And he's going to Lincolnland to play baseball. Nice hands by Jake Johnson. Stripped it away, and then it's picked up off the floor by Nodal. Took it away from Good. Bad lead pass for Herbstreit through all sorts of traffic. Turned over. Looking for Sobel on the fast break. Here comes Triad the other way. Cox for three. Candid. Luke Cox's second three ball of the quarter. He's now 6 points away from 1,000 for his career. Did not play much as a sophomore. And then scoring-wise, was around 12 or 13 points as a junior. Just a different style they played last year, Jeff Gudry was telling me. Final minute, first quarter, 12-11 Triad. Jake Johnson leaves it off for Tassetti. Alex Tassetti with the left-hand dribble out between the circles. Off to Nodal on the left wing. Kendall Nodal has it poked away from behind. Here comes Cox for Triad. gets caught in the air, and the pass somehow found its way to Milligan. Triad very fortunate. Cox for three, left it short, and the rebound down to Sobel. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. A good first quarter here in our first semifinal of the night. Triad leading Nokomis 12-11. Pena Taylorville coming up next. And you better catch your breath before that game starts. That puppy's going to be up and down. Here comes Herbstreit across the head of the key. Leaves it back now for Tassetti. 8 seconds for the quarter. Herbstreit out of midcourt with five. He needs to go with three. Herbstreit spins at the foul line with two. Dumps it down to Nodal. Reverse layup rolls off at the end of the quarter. After one, it is Triad 12, Nokomis 11. You're listening to the championship semifinals of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WUSMI. Good opening quarter by both teams here tonight. Triad leading Nokomis 12-11. Both teams turned it over just twice in the opening quarter. Out on the wing with Cox. Top of the key it goes to Tintus. Back to Luke Cox. Skip pass in the corner to Kyle Crook. They swing it. Cox passes on the three, leaves it on the baseline for Nate Winslow. Skip pass by Crook. He'll fire for three and got it. Kyle Crook with the triple to open the second quarter. A good possession that time for Triad. They were swinging the ball, skipping the ball, getting that 1-2-2 zone, moving side to side. Wound up with an open three. Seth Johnson, top of the key to Sobel, off to Tassetti. 15-11 Triad, 7-15 for the first half of play. At the foul line, Sobel with the catch. He's going to rise from 14, partially blocked on the way up by Winslow, pulled down by Triad. Here comes Cox, leaves it off Winslow, off the window, it's good. Another transition bucket for Triad. They lead 17-11. Tassetti will take his time coming into the front court for the Skins. Tassetti. In the corner it goes to Seth Johnson. Down on the block to Sobel. Carter, nice move, spinning baseline with the left hand. Can't get it to go, but he'll be at the free throw line for two tosses. They're going to get Winslow on the personal. Third team foul at the free throw line, Carter Sobel. Sobel has six, 2 for 2 at the line. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Checking in for Nokomis will be Elijah Allman, 5'11 freshman. He'll replace Seth Johnson. Carson Milligan back on the floor for Triad. Free throw for Carter is good. You can't hit more of the iron than that toss did. Rolls down, 7 for Carter. A 5-point lead for Triad. Into the front court with Jaeger. On the right wing with Cox. Back between the circles, they leave it for Carson Milligan. In the corner to Tintus. On the left block, Jaeger rises up and rattles it down. Sam Jaeger has his first bucket of the ball game. Makes it 19-12 Triad, 6:20 first half. Macoupin County Girls and Boys Championship games tomorrow night from Staunton. Girls title at 5, Carlinville Southwestern. Boys title at 6:30, North Mac and Staunton. As Sobel finds Herbstreit at the right elbow, Evan knocks it down. 19-14 Triad. Here's Luke Cox on the baseline. Dangerous pass. Jaeger had to track it down to keep it from going in the backcourt. Gets past Tossetti. Leaves it on the baseline for Winslow. Skip pass to Cox. Runs off the three. Now he pulls up for the triple. Rimmed it, no good. Rebound down to Sobel. 5:40 first half. 5-point Triad lead. Skins have the ball. Our coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night will begin about 4:45. Girls game will tip at 5. The 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Rick McGraw Invitational has been around about half as long. On the dribble drive. Blocked from behind is Allman. Picked up off the floor by Cox. Here comes Luke Cox down the sideline. Shovel pass, Winslow, layup good. No one stopped the ball. Luke Cox full head of steam down the near sideline. A 7-point lead for Triad, 5:05 first half. Tassetti takes his time into the front court working on Michael Tintus. Left wing it goes to Allman, Elijah Allman. Top of the key to Sobel. Carter Sobel on the wing with Tassetti. Alex Tassetti, high above his head and surveys. Left side of the key, it goes to Herbstreit. On the wing now to the freshman, Allman. Elijah Allman. In the high post, it goes to Jake Johnson. Leaves it for Sobel. Carter in the corner with Tassetti. Alex for three. Missed it, little short. Offensive rebound, Herbstreit. New possession for Nokomis. 4.5 minutes, first half. Evan on the spin, lost the handle, gets it back. Off to Alm, and it goes. Elijah, dribble handoff to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti now with that shooting sleeve on the right arm into the triple threat position. Working on Tintus, gets past Tintus, fades away, missed it, and the rebound down to Cox. It's 1-on-3, poked away by Herbstreit, but then Cox gets it back. Herbstreit almost leg whips him down. Cox on the attack, left-handed finger roll, air ball, and the rebound down to Tassetti, and then a foul on Jaeger. He just gave a little hip check to Alex. First on Jaeger, fourth on Triad. That was a great job by Evan Herbstreit to jar that ball loose from Luke Cox in transition. Checking in for a Triad, Anthony LaRue, a 6'5 senior. Also on the floor, Jared Willis, a 5'10 senior. And someone else came on as well, I think was Winslow back on the floor. Nope, check that. Crook back on the floor. Here is Tassetti. Pick and roll with Sobel. Carter makes the catch on the baseline, muscles his way down, lays it up and in. You're not stopping that. Too big, too strong, too skilled. 21-16 Triad. Here's Crook. In the corner it goes with Willis. Back to Crook. Into the hands of Jaeger now. On the wing with Cox. Thought about the deep three. Instead, underneath it goes to Willis. They swing it in the corner. Open three for Kyle Crook. Missed it. And the rebound down to Carter Sobel. 3 minutes, 15 seconds for the first half of play. 21-16. Triad leading. Nokomis has the ball. Great flow to this game with this top-flight officiating crew. Jeremy Smith, Dan Smith, Rick Toll. As good as it gets in the business. 3 minutes for the half. Here's Herbstreit between the circles. Tassetti, open for three. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Luke Cox. He wants to push. He runs right past the Nokomis defense. Underhand shovel to Crook. Layup is good. That was slick. All set up by Luke Cox. Boy, he's done that a number of times. They get him the ball in the outlet. And he pushes and just runs past everybody. Nokomis has got to get back. 23-16, Triad leading. High post feed to Sobel. Carter draws a crowd, spins middle, loses his footing, and a push on Triad. Fifth team foul on Triad. And the personal foul is going to go on Jaeger. Jeff Goodry did not like the call, to say the least. We had a little foot stomp. I thought the sport jacket might go a fly and wasn't sure, but he kept that on. You can stomp the foot, you're fine. You take the sport jacket off and throw it down, you're getting teed up. Sideline trigger for Herbstreit. And it goes to Elijah Allman. Back to Herbstreit. Evan brings it across the head of the key. Skins trailing by seven. In the left corner with Tassetti. Alex, dribble drive, rises up and knocks it down. 4 points for Alex. Skins down just five, right in this ball game, 2:15 for the first half. Here's Luke Cox out on the right wing, across the floor to Kyle Crook. Into the hands now of Jared Willis out at the volleyball spike line. Off to Cox, into the right corner, back to Willis. They swing it to Crook. Return pass to Willis. He penetrates, kicks it back. Crook open for three, left it short. Rebound down to Tassetti. Poked away from behind, but picked up by Elijah Allman for Nokomis. He will bring it across the timeline. And leave it off now for Evan Herbstreit. 105 seconds, first half. 23-18 Triad. Allman wanted to feed the post. It wasn't there. Instead, back to Herbstreit that goes. Evan Herbstreit works to the right side at the foul line. Jake Johnson. Johnson looking for some help. Gives it off to Allman. Elijah, dribble drive baseline. Pump fake. Missed it. Tipped by Herbstreit, no. Rebound picked up by Triad. They got a run out. LaRue going to go up and down for the easy deuce. Another run out for Triad. Boy, it seems like half their points here in the half have been in transition. 25-18, Knights lead. Nokomis has the ball, 70 seconds for the first half. 25-18. It was a 12-11 Triad lead after one. Here's Sobel spinning. Contact, no whistle, and it's out of bounds off of Triad. It'll be Nokomis ball. That was a good no call right there. 58 seconds for the first half. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Michael Tintus has checked back in for a Triad, replacing LaRue. Nope, check that. LaRue stayed on the floor for a Triad. Herbstreit gets it in to Tassetti on the right wing. Alex Tassetti, the volleyball spike line with 50 seconds, working on Tintus. on the left wing with Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit, top of the key with Sobel. In the corner with Alex Tassetti. High above his head and surveys now. Puts it on the deck. Top of the key with Jake Johnson. 40 seconds for the half. Herbstreit being guarded out there by Kyle Crook. Dribble handoff with Alex Tassetti. Half a minute for the first half. A seven-point triad lead. Well, the Skins would love it to be down at 5 or 4 at the break. This feels a little bit different. Tassetti in the right corner. Leads it back now for Herbstreit between the circles. 15 seconds for the half. Nokomis has done a good job here to hold this basketball for about a minute. That's hard to do. Tassetti, handoff to Herbstreit with 7. Now the Skins need to go. Evan, foul line with 5. Kicks. Tassetti, open for 3. Too strong. Rebound down to Triad. They're going to have a three-quarters court heave. Comes up empty. At the half, here in our championship semifinal, it is Triad 25, Nokomis 18. You're listening to the McInvite on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the McInvite in Litchfield. Championship semifinal number 1. Triad leading Nokomis 25-18. Payne of Taylorville coming up next. The winners will score off for the championship tomorrow night. We will be at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night. Girls title game at 5. Carthenville Southwestern. Boys championship at 6:30. It'll be Staunton and North Mac. And then we will have the Nokomis game tomorrow night, whether it be for the title or for third place. That will be a broadcast that comes your way after our live coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night here on WSMI FM 106. And, of course, streaming always with our high school sports at WSMIRadio.com. If you're a high school basketball fan, this is the week for you. Gary, I'd say it's like Christmas, but that's just one day. This is like Hanukkah.
Yes, the 12 days of Christmas. Well, we've got it here. Well, we've got a second. Tell me about Rick McGraw and why he's got the name after the tournament here.
Tell you what, there was no bigger supporter, not only of Litchfield Athletics, but the Litchfield community. That man was all about Litchfield, all about making sure that the kids in this community had the very best, whether it was educationally, athletically. He poured his heart and his soul into the Litchfield community, and it was just a wonderful tribute last year when they officially renamed the invite the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, or the McInvite.
And professionally, what was his job?
Owned the McDonald's. He was a restaurateur, let me tell you. That man knew how to run a restaurant.
Amen. They were one of the first ones that made sure that when school buses came in, team buses, the bus driver was fed free.
Oh, there you go. And I'll tell you what, when Rick McGraw was running that McDonald's in Litchfield, you didn't wait. I've never seen a line move so fast. So here we go. Start of the third quarter. Nokomis gets the basketball down by a touchdown, 25-18. As Herbstreit handling out front. Herbstreit, Tassetti, Sobel, and the Johnsons, Seth and Jake. For Triad, they've got Michael Tintis. Sam Yeager gets a start in the second half as they get it down to Sobel on the right block. Rises up and puts it down 11 for Carter Sobel. He went right into the chest and over the top of Nate Winslow that time. In the corner with Tintis, back to Carson Milligan. Also on the floor, of course, Luke Cox for Triad. They skip it to Cox now in the right corner. One dribble, pulls up, 18-footer, too strong, and the rebound down to Carter. Long way to go. A lot of basketball to play. A five-point lead for Triad. Skins have the basketball. Here's Seth Johnson. Gives it right back to Evan Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit works right side into the hands of Tassetti. Carter will set a ball screen. Alex. Step back at the foul line. Contest by Tintis. Air ball goes right to Sobel, and he's fouled. Two free throws for Carter Sobel. Great contest at the foul line on Tassetti's jumper. He did all he could do to get it to the rim. Came up short, but at 6'8", Carter was right there. Just a beautiful pass is what that was.
And a good big man in there. Did you notice on that last time down the floor, Nokomis scored. Carter was the first one back on defense. That's his job, stop the transition.
Free throw for Sobel. Good. Update from Panther Gym in the 11th place game. Father McGivney leading Ramsey 23-18 at the half. Litchfield will be playing Mount Zion in the 9th place game coming up at 7:30 tonight in Panther. Second toss for Sobel, too strong. No one blocks him out, but we're going to get a foul on Nokomis as the left side of the lane totally cleared out. There wasn't a body within 10 feet. Sobel picked up the ball later today, but we got a foul on Jake Johnson.
The swinging gate.
He got his money's worth on that one. 7 minutes for the third quarter, a four-point Triad lead. Sam Yeager leaves it out for Winslow, lost the handle, turned it over. The ball got stripped as he was making his move, then he tried to muscle it out into the right corner, but it was offline, and goes out of bounds for Triad's third turnover. Nokomis has the ball back, down by four. Herbstreit into the front court for the Skins. Spins at the left side of the key. Between his legs, picks up the bounce. Jake Johnson right side of the key beyond the arc. Into the hands now of Alex Tassetti. Tassetti with the left-hand dribble. Wanted the handoff to Herbstreit. That wasn't there. Now he picks up the bounce. He needs some assistance. He's holding out at the volleyball spike line. He's got to do something. There's a five-second count. Good job by Triad with the man-to-man pressure. They cut off that initial handoff to Herbstreit, and once that wasn't there, Tassetti had nowhere to go. Good denial by the Knights. Here comes Triad into the front court off to Milligan. On the wing it goes to Cox. Back to Milligan. Down to Winslow. Nice feed to Yeager off the window. It's good. Sam Yeager with four. There's another one of those touch passes for Triad. Like hot potato. It's in their hand, out of their hand before you can blink your eye. 27-21, Herbstreit. Dribble drive, pulls up, missed it. Rebound is picked up by Sobel. Carter missed it, but he's fouled. Free throws for Sobel. And right now, Triad is having a lot of problems corralling Carter Sobel on the inside. Gary, sometimes with Carter, he's so big and so strong that it can be like a power running game in football. As the game wears on, he just wears you out. Triad wants a timeout. 6:02 for the third quarter. It is Triad 27, Nokomis 21. You're listening to the McInvite on WSMI.
He knows how to bully just enough.
Huh?
He knows how to bully just enough and not, you know, get too.
Very subtle.
Yep.
We'll take it here. We'll take it. Triad has not had an answer for Carter Sobel. He has controlled the interior really from the get-go. He'll have two more tosses here. Free throw, good. 13 for Carter. When they played the first time, he had 31. 31 of the 49 that night. Back in the Stovetop Stuffing Classic. Gets both tosses here, 14 for Carter. He's now over 19, or nearing 1,900 points for his career. Off it goes to Wally Good. Triad swings it now into the hands of Carson Milligan. In the corner to Cox. He's open for three. Got it. Boy, this guy don't miss. 11 for Luke Cox. He's three away from 1,000 for his career. 30-23 Triad. Well, that's his third three of the night. I think he's three of four from distance. Alex across the timeline for Nokomis. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Tassetti lost the handle. Now he picks it up. He's going to rise up and puts it down. Why not? Six for Tassetti from about 8 feet off that right baseline. In the corner it goes to Tintus. Down low. Now they kick it out. Yeager, top of the key three. Missed it. Rebound down to Carter. Boy, he went up high for that one. Into the hands of Herbstreit. Nokomis has had it down to four. It's been at five a number of times. Have not been able to cut inside that four-point margin. Here's Nodal on the left wing. Top of the key to Sobel. Carter working on Wally Good. Pulls up, blocked in there by Good. Nice job of the 6'5", Wally Good. Here comes Cox. Oh, a slick shovel pass from his hip on the baseline. Cox has it back now at the left elbow. Tintus for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Yeager, and he's going to be fouled. Jake Johnson was there. Carter Sobel was there. We'll see who Rick Toll gives it to. Free throws for Triad. It'll be Johnson. For Jake Johnson, his second. It'll send Sam Yeager, the 5'10 junior, to the free throw line. A 5-point Triad lead. Here in semifinal number one. Free throw no good. This is the first free throw of the night for Triad. Just the third foul of the game on Nokomis. 4:37, third quarter. Yeager will get his second toss. He has 4 points on the night. Free throw is no good. Missed the pair. Rebound down to Sobel. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Herbstreit off to Tassetti. Rises from 14. Left it short. And the rebound down to Yeager. And on the rebound, a push on Tassetti. That'll be Alex's first, team's third. I think Tassetti was surprised how open he was that time. Sometimes that can be unsettling when you turn around and realize, oh, there is literally no one around me. He usually shoots that 15-footer at a very high percentage. Nice crowd on hand here tonight, as you might suspect, on this Friday evening, semifinal night in Litchfield. Folks still filing in. If you're around, come on out. Payne of Taylorville is going to be a show. Here's Luke Cox. That's a deep three, and he got the roll. Hit the front rim and dropped down, and that right there is 1,000 career points for Luke Cox. What a way to get it with the shooter's roll from three. 33-25 triad. Herbstreit on the right wing with Jake Johnson. Johnson, top of the key to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti, left wing with Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit to the foul line, cut off. Leaves it back for Alex Tassetti. Picked up the dribble just in time. Down to Sobel. Carter rises up. Too strong. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Herbstreit, but right to Kyle Crook of Triad. And a whistle and foul on Nokomis. It'll be their fourth team foul. 3:37 for the third quarter. The foul is going to go on Kendall Nodal. They're making the announcement now to the crowd that Luke Cox has just gotten his 1,000th career point. So the fans will rise no matter the school here tonight. Luke Cox going to get a standing ovation from the faithful here in Simmons Gymnasium. The Nokomis kids on the floor clapping for Luke Cox. Gets a handshake from Carter Sobel and the congratulations. Fans still standing and applauding Luke Cox, the 6'4 senior, hitting the 1,000-point mark. Talking to their coach, Jeff Gudry, before the game, I said, I'm surprised he wasn't already there. And he said, well, he didn't play much as a sophomore. And he's like, last year, they played a much slower style. He's like, I came in my first year. We get up and down the floor a little bit more, and it's benefited him. I would say so. On the left wing with Tintus. Skip pass. Cox open for three. Left that one short, and the rebound down to Triad. They kick it out to Crook into the hands of Cox. Nice pass on the baseline to Tintus. Slips down to Good, and what do we have? A foul on the floor. Fifth team foul on Nokomis. They've had about three fouls here in the last minute of gameplay. Baseline out of bounds for Triad. They'll get to Setti with his second personal. Luke Cox to throw it in. Right wing to Crook, right back to Cox. Tried to feed it down to Good, tipped, stolen by Nokomis. 3:05, third quarter. Long way to go in this ball game, but the Skins need a bucket here. Down by eight. Tassetti on the left wing, into the triple threat. Drives baseline, rises up, left it way short, tapped around, picked up by Johnson. He had it poked away, and here comes Triad, full head of steam. Tintus layup is good. Around the world and down for Michael Tintus. And Triad wants a timeout. 2:49 for the third quarter. The Knights of Triad lead Nokomis 35-25. You're listening to the semifinals of the McInvite on WQSMI. Following the Triad timeout, Skins have it in the front court and throw it away. The pass was too low for Sobel, and out of bounds it goes. Turnovers have not been the problem for Nokomis. They have just four of them. 35-25, Triad leading with the ball. Here comes Carson Milligan. On the right wing to Kyle Crook, top of the key with Luke Cox. Back it goes to Milligan now, into the hands of Cox. In the corner it goes with Crook, back to Cox. On the baseline in the corner now with Michael Tintus. Right back to Cox it goes in the corner. Here's Crook, he triggers a three and he puts it home. Kyle Crook with 8 points. And all of a sudden the lead has swelled to 13 for Triad. 2:10, third quarter. Danger time now for Nokomis. As Herbstreit across the timeline, leaves it for Tassetti. Gets a screen from Sobel. Carter with the curl, passes tipped around. Carter picks it up and missed it. Too strong. And the rebound down to Triad. It's going to be out of bounds off of Nokomis. A minute 56 to play, third quarter. 38-25, Triad with the lead. Skins had it down to four early in the third quarter. Now it's all the way up to 13. Out between the circles, it's Carson Milligan. High post with Wally Good. In the corner to Crook, right back to Milligan it goes. In the left corner now with Tintus. Skip pass to Crook, wide open, 4-3. Got it again. Kyle Crook has 11. Great ball movement once again, side to sky, then the skip pass for Triad. 41-25 Knights. 85 seconds for quarter number three. Pena and Taylorville coming up next. Cox went for the steal, didn't get it. It'll be Nokomis ball. Elijah Almond has checked in for Nokomis. And now he's going to check right back out as Seth Johnson back on the floor. Nick Masher gone for the year for Nokomis. He tore his ACL in the Skins game on Monday. That's a big loss for Nokomis. Feel terrible for the senior, Nick Masher. He's going to have surgery, he told me, sometime in February. He's hopeful maybe he can get some baseball in. We all hope. Tosetti, three, yes. Alex has nine. And it's 41-28. That's the first time Nokomis has scored in quite some time into the final minute of the third quarter. Here's Luke Cox, drives baseline. What a pass out to the right side of the key to Milligan. Man, he has some great vision. And there's a travel on Tintus, fifth triad turnover. The points get a lot of attention. They always do. He's got 1,000 points, just got that tonight. But I tell you what, his court vision might be the best part of his game. His head is always up, and his eyes are always locked in. He's made a number of passes tonight that you just do not expect to see. Here's Herbstreit spinning at the elbow. Picks up the dribble, pivots around, leaves it off for Jake Johnson. Into the hands of Tosetti. Half a minute, third quarter. 41-28 triad. Seth Johnson out front. Picks up the dribble, leaves it now for Sobel. Carter, dangerous pass, found its way home to Herbstreit. Evan, his pass is stolen by Cox. Here comes Luke Cox. Tough shot missed that Sobel got in his way. Offensive rebound, good. Putback is there for Wally Good. His first bucket. And it's 43-28 triad, 10 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Herbstreit, leaves for Tosetti, rises for three, left it short. Offensive rebound to Sobel, putback is good for Carter, he has 16. Clock running, three quarters court for Tintus. Good if it goes off the back heel, and no. After three, it is triad 43, the Comas 30. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Yeah, the third quarter belonged to Triad. Nokomis wound up with a two-minute scoring drought there before they finally got in the bucket at the end of the quarter. Down it goes to Nate Winslow for a Triad. He kicks out to Luke Cox. Back into the hands of Jared Willis. High post with Wally Good. In the corner to Cox. Luke Cox, dribble drive, layup, no. Offensive on Cox. Good job by Nokomis to stand in and take the charge. That was Jake Johnson. Sixth turnover, first foul on Cox. Dominating third quarter for Triad. 18-12, they win the third. They lead 43-30. Pena Taylorville coming up next here on FM 106. Championship semifinals here at the McInvite in Litchfield. Dribble drive Herbstreit. Kicks it for Tosetti in the right corner. Down to Jake Johnson. Johnson gets in the middle of the lane, rises up and puts it home. Nice move, Jake Johnson. His first field goal. Jake with three. 43-32. Do the Skins have a little run in them? Along the baseline. Here's a three for Cox. Rimmed it out. What a pass that was from Jared Willis. He was in the right corner about the three-point line. Bounce pass all the way across the baseline to Cox in the left corner. Herbstreit rises at the elbow. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Seth Johnson. He kicks out to Tosetti. Open for three. Missed it. Too strong. Rebound to Herbstreit. Two offensive rebounds on the sequence. Down to Jake Johnson, muscles his way up. Count it and the foul, Jake Johnson. Five for Johnson, and he'll get a free throw. Stops the clock with 6:52 to play. Back to a single-digit ball game, 43-34. That was guts and determination on that trip for Nokomis. Johnson, the six-foot sophomore, but he plays on the inside. Free throw is no good, and the rebound down to Triad. Here comes Luke Cox in the front court, crossing over to the rim, floats it up, missed it. Rebound down to Herbstreit. That's exactly what Nokomis is looking for. Quick shots off the mark for Triad. 6:40 ball game. Here's Herbstreit on the left wing with Alex Tosetti. Dangerous pass across the head of the key. Sobel rises from 15, way too strong, and the rebound down to Nate Winslow for Triad. Winner into the championship game tomorrow night at 7:30. Loser will play at 6 for third. Here's Sam Yeager. Triad's the tournament's top seed, their first year in the invite. Nokomis the 5 seed. They were in the championship game last year. Here's Yeager on the drive. Leaves it off for Tintus. Back up top now to Willis. Jared Willis leaves it back for Tintus on the right wing. He's going to be trapped. Goes towards the corner. He's going to be trapped again. Loses the ball, but it's deflected out by Herbstreit. It'll stay with Taylorville. Macoupin County Championship games tomorrow night. Carletonville Southwestern for the girls' title at 5. North Mac Staunton for the boys' title at 6:30. Both live right here on FM 106. Then we'll have Nokomis' game tomorrow night as well. That will follow our coverage from the county. Will they be playing for the ship or for third? 5:45 ball game. Here's Luke Cox. Poked away from behind, but went right to Tintus. At the foul line, he gets it off to Willis. Nearly had it taken away in the corner to Yeager. He lines up the three and put it home. Sam Yeager knocks down the three ball. He has 7 points for the ball game, and that's a big shot right there. Back to a 12-point triad lead, 5:25 to play in the game. Seth Johnson leaves it in the corner for Jake Johnson down to Sobel. Carter draws a crowd, tough angle, put it off the underside of the backboard, and the rebound down to Triad. Carter had three Triad Knights around him. Cox wide open for three, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound to Winslow, stripped on the way up, and he gets tied up with Johnson. And then good sportsmanship by Jake to help him to his feet. It'll be the third personal on Johnson. Triad ball on the baseline in the front court. Substitution for the Knights. That'll be Carson Milligan checking in, replacing Jared Willis. Pena and Taylorville waiting in the wings. They will take the floor after Triad and Nokomis. Kendall Nodal checks in, replacing Johnson. It'll be Michael Tintus to throw it in for the Knights. Tintus looking, gets it in short corner to Yeager. Bounce pass, top of the key with Milligan. Carson Milligan brings it out to Luke Cox, way on the left wing. Into the hands of Tintus. Skip pass to Milligan. Down to Cox, rises hard to the lane, puts it down. Luke Cox has 16 points for Triad, and their lead is 14, 48-34. We approach the 4.5-minute mark of the ball game. On the right wing with Herbstreit. Down on the right block to Sobel. Ball fakes in the corner. Now dumps it on the block to Nodal. Kendall fading away, rattled out, no good. Rebound to Seth Johnson, blocked from behind, pulled down by Triad's Carson Milligan. Long outlet to Tintus. Lead past the Cox, count it, and the foul. 18 from Luke Cox. You can't run a fast break any better than that. They went the length of the floor with two passes and no dribbles. 4:24 to play in the ball game. The foul went on Seth Johnson. It's his first. Luke Cox at the free throw line, the 6'4 senior. Toss, good. He's headed for tournament MVP. That's the road he's on right now. 4:20 ball game. Here is Sobel. Leaves it down for Seth Johnson. Back to Carter. Rises for three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Triad and Carson Milligan. Quickly into the front court. That long pass. That's what Triad is so adept at, is Tintus attacks. Winslow passes on the three. That first outlet pass off the rebound is so quick and always on time. They turn it over this time as Tosetti on the right wing leads for Herbstreit. He'll trigger the three. Left it short, but it bounces up and goes down. Five now for Herbstreit. Very similar to Luke Cox's three that put him at the 1,000-point mark for his career. In the corner now with 3:40 to play. 51-37, Triad with the lead and the ball. They are taking their time now. Out near the volleyball spike line, Tintus. He will hold now in the corner. It goes to Luke Cox. He wants the three ball, left it short, and the rebound down to Nodal. Picks it up in the right corner. Leaves it off for Herbstreit. Check that to Setti. Alex Tosetti, across the timeline. He will leave it for Herbstreit. On the block to Sobel. Carter spins baseline, double-teamed there. Gets it off to Herbstreit. In the corner, Tosetti. Lines up the triple out of the corner, left it short. Rebound tapped around his back tap. Luke Cox has numbers. Down the right side, and he is fouled. They're going to count that bucket. You better believe it. He had a little windmill action with that, leading into the finger roll. 21 for Luke Cox. That was fancy. When he plays, a little bit of flash, a little bit of pizzazz, but he's always under control. Sometimes if you play with that flair, you can get yourself caught in bad spots, but he does not leave his feet to pass. Just always has his head up the floor and makes the right basketball play. 53-37 Triad. That last foul on Herbstreit, his second. Team's eighth. Free throw for Cox. Good. 22 for Luke Cox. And Triad going to take a timeout. 2:59 to play in the ball game. Triad leading Nokomis 54-37. You're listening to the McInvite on WSMI. Tim Mies, Gary Boak here, back here at Simmons Gymnasium for the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Semi-final number one has 2:59 to play. Top-seeded Triad leading Nokomis 54-37. Semi-final number two coming up next. It'll be Paynup and Taylorville, and we're going to have Gary Boaker Sr. and Gary Boaker Jr.
You know, I was just noticing 25 points for Triad in the first half when they used the breakaway, the transition, and so forth. They've also come up with another 29 points here in the second half, and they've slowed down and played more deliberate work in that clock.
Well, they've hit five threes in this half.
Yeah.
Useful.
Yes.
Here come the Skins with Tosetti. Leaves it off for the freshman, Elijah Allman. Off to Sobel. Carter triggers a deep three, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Sam Yeager. Lead pass to Tintis. Now Triad slows it up as they come into the front court. Knocked away by Herbstreit, saved in play, but it's going to be out of bounds as the ball hit on the sideline. Great hustle from Herbstreit. He gets after it defensively. Although you're not going to play very many minutes at Nokomis if you don't get after it defensively.
Amen.
That is rule number one. Play hard might be rule number one. And then play defense is rule two and three. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. High post to Good, and the corner goes to Luke Cox. Now in the left corner with Tintis, ball fakes the triple, 2:22 to play. Across the floor to Cox, he'll rise from 18, left it a little bit short. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Milligan. Took it right away from Tosetti. Luke Cox floats it up, that's going to be offensive. Good job, Kendall Nodal, to stand in and take the charge. It'll be the second foul on Cox. Both have been offensive fouls. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. Sports Saturday at 9:02. We'll be talking to the four coaches involved in the Macoupin County Championship games tomorrow night as Nodal saves it out of bounds. So we'll talk to Darren Deneve and Steve Woolley as they get set to square off in the girls' game. And then Ty Locks and TJ Wilson set to square off in the boys' game. Here's Sobel, rimmed the three again, and the rebound down to Luke Cox. Cox, lead pass to Good. Wally, ball fake, partially deflected by Nodal, gets it back, no, gets it back again, no, and the rebound cleared by Tosetti. Here comes Alex into the front court. 95 seconds to play. Tosetti rises from three, can't get it to go. There was a late contest in there that forced Alex to alter his shot. Crook had a wide-open layup off the pass, but he pulls it out now as Triad will run the clock. 83 seconds for the ball game. Triad going to be into the championship game tomorrow night at 7:30, their first year in the tournament, and they will play for the championship. Nokomis will be into the third-place game 1 year after they played for the title. Down it goes to Good. Over his left shoulder, he lays it up and in. Wally Good with 4 points, and now substitutions for the Skins and Triad. Landon Engelman will check in. Seth Johnson back on the floor. Jake Johnson back on the floor as Carter Sobel comes off. 65 seconds for the ball game. Defending champion Taylorville will take the floor next. They will take on Pena. As the Tornadoes will try to get into the title game and have a chance to defend that championship tomorrow night. Here's Elijah Allman, goes up strong, and yes, the freshman has his first bucket. 45 seconds for the ball game. This is Milligan. Out top of the key now with Cale Elmore. Across the floor with Milligan. Clock running half a minute. High post to Good. He'll fire from the right elbow, off the mark, no good. And the rebound picked up by Jake Johnson. Into the hands of Elijah Allman. Allman crosses over, gets to the foul line, leaves it back now for Landon Engelman. Engelman going to rise up off the window. It's good for Landon Engelman, his first bucket. 13 seconds for the game. Triad just too much here in the second half as they're going to pull away with a 56-41 victory over Nokomis. Triad will play for the championship tomorrow at 7:30. Nokomis will play for third place at 5:30 tomorrow night. The championship game actually at 7 tomorrow night for Triad. 56-41 the final. Triad beats Nokomis. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up semifinal number one. Get you set for semifinal number two from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Triad into the championship game. They beat Nokomis tonight 56-41. So with the win, the Knights improved to 15-5. With the loss, Nokomis falls to 11-7. Triad led by one after one, 12-11. Outscored the Skins 13-7 in the second quarter to take a 25-18 halftime lead. Outscored Nokomis 18-13 in the third quarter, led by 13 heading to the fourth. And then outscored Nokomis 13-11 in the money quarter as the Knights win at 56-41. Luke Cox led the way. He finishes with 22 points. And congratulations to Luke Cox. He hit 1,000 points for his career tonight as well. He was the only Triad player to reach double figures. 7 for Sam Yeager. Then 4 points for Nate Winslow. 4 points for Michael Tintis. 4 points for Wally Good. Actually, 11 points for Kyle Crook. I missed that. 2 points for Carson Milligan. And 2 points for Anthony LaRue. So 2 Knights into double figures. They hit 8 threes for the ball game, and I had them unofficially for just 8 turnovers. For Nokomis, Carter Sabo leads the way with 16. 9 points for Alex Tassetti. 5 points for Jake Johnson. 5 points for Evan Herbstreit. 2 points for Landon Engelman. 2 points for Seth Johnson. 2 points for Elijah Allman. Nokomis was 7 of 11 from the free throw line. They made just 1 3. Check that. Made 2 threes in the ball game here tonight. So Nokomis will play for third place tomorrow. That'll be a 5:30 tip. We will have the broadcast following our live coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night here on WSMI. Triad into the championship. That game set for a 7 o'clock tip tomorrow night. Now you'll have the 7th place game tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. That's Greenville and CM. The 5th place game at 4 has Hillsborough taking on Gateway Legacy, and then into the 3rd place and championship game starting at 5:30. 56-41, Triad beats Nokomis. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI.